Well, results from a nationwide survey of the live performance industry shows an increase in sales and attendance, with music and comedy making the highest gains. The sector made $1.4 billion from over 18 million ticket sales, even as average ticket prices went down. Chief Executive of Live Performance Australia, Evelyn Richardson, says 2016 was a good year for live performance in Australia.
The industry's, you know, stable, and obviously we've seen some growth this year in revenue and attendance, particularly compared to 2015, where we saw revenues and attendance, you know, lower. What I would say is that the figures underscore, you know, the economic and cultural value of the live performance industry, and certainly reinforce the need, we think, for increased investment in the performing arts. It's probably never been greater than it is right now.
The cancellation of several music festivals last year, such as Stereosonic and Future Music Festival, led to falls in revenue, but were made up by a strong showing in other live music events.
In previous years, we've seen, you know, contemporary music and music festivals declining, but certainly in the contemporary music festival area, we're seeing that starting to stabilise now. Although we did see last year with, you know, music festivals with significant declines, you know, revenue by about 30% and attendance is down, and that was largely because we had a couple of major music festivals cancelled. So that really impacts on these results.
Revenue growth was 1.2% last year, which is much higher than the negative 6 posted the year before, but nothing like the growth seen in some of the earlier years of the study. Overall, the industry has grown by over 30% in the last 8 years, but many areas of the sector experience upswings and downturns.
In the theatre category, for example, we saw significant growth, 40% revenue growth and 19% growth in attendance. And this is the first time that theatre has, you know, shown that kind of growth since 2014. And though that growth was generated by our own local companies, but it was also driven by commercial tours. And what we see in different categories, if we have big tours coming through, like, for example, in circus and physical theatre, if you have Cirque du Soleil tour nationally, then that will impact on the numbers. If you have André Rieu come in from overseas and perform his, you know, classical music concerts, that will impact on that category. So the industry is very much driven by all of the local Australian work that we're producing and touring, but also very much by what's coming in internationally.
Consumers have done well, though, with ticket prices going down by around 11% over the past year. But Evelyn Richardson says some in the sector are struggling after a series of government cuts to the arts in the past few years.
We think that there's a need for a more strategic approach. I mean, in recent years, we've seen funding cuts and we've seen particular impacts on our small to medium sector. And very little indication, particularly at the federal level, that government's prepared to deliver on its vision for innovation and jobs growth in our sector. So we think it is time for the government to step up and support greater investment. I mean, we are an industry posting, you know, close to $1.5 billion in revenue. We employ over 34,000 people. I mean, the other thing I would say is that these survey results also support recent customer spending data that shows that more Australians are spending, you know, their hard-earned cash on meaningful experiences such as concert tickets in the theatre. And this research reaffirms, you know, the contribution that our industry makes to the national culture and the creative economy.
Since the election of the coalition government in 2013, over $100 million has been cut from the main arts funding body, the Australia Council. Their policy is a far cry from the vision of the previous Labor government, which in its dying days came up with a wide-ranging national cultural policy and set up a national live music office.
If government seriously wants to support industry development and growth, then it needs a policy framework for that. And I mean, obviously, government invests in a range of programs and gives funding for our industry through the Australia Council and through other mechanisms. But, you know, we think that particularly for the future, for developing larger works of scale, for, you know, touring shows nationally, for taking more of our Australian creative work internationally, then there's an opportunity there, and we think we would really like to work with government in terms of developing support mechanisms that can increase production in those areas.